You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
I'm so happy that you're here. I have to confess, I am broadcasting today from a different location. I don't know if anyone's been watching the news. I think it hit a bit of national news, but we had huge flooding in Michigan this last week, and we are still not back in the swing. My husband ended up being trapped away from home overnight in his car, couldn't get home. The police finally at 3:30 in the morning had him stay in a school parking lot overnight. They said, you're not going to get home. And he got home finally about 6:30 the next morning. So we had some flooding, not as bad as some other people. But so I am in a different location today. And I'm sure I will be doing an episode soon on kind of living life's plan B around this and some other things that are going on. So, but anyway, for today, I hope everyone's dry, and we do have some beautiful weather today, so I'm happy. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the 5 C's to creating ideal connections. So this is really about networking. That's like the normal word that people use, but I like to use the word connections because really networking in this day and age has kind of gotten a bad rap. Networking itself isn't bad. It's just that many of us have transitioned it to something that doesn't really work well. So I hear my clients say over and over that they hate it, or it quote unquote doesn't lead to anything. And, you know, so I always have to kind of, you know, my goal is always to change the mindset so that you have a more appropriate, like you have clear expectations and you have the right mindset to go out and be successful. So I help them change the mindset. You know, I was once at a gathering of about 500 business professionals, and I witnessed the epitome of networking gone wrong. So, and this is why, one of the reasons why we have this negative connotation when we think about networking. So we were on a short break. So everyone was rushing around to do what they needed to do in the 15 or so minutes that we had. And like I said, there were like 500 people there. So there were a lot of people. So participants were grabbing water. They were hitting restrooms, returning emails with gusto. And the lobby was filled with people just kind of tucked all over in space to make phone calls. And, you know, there was just a hustle and bustle of people just trying to get their work done in the middle of the day. And, you know, during the seminar that we were at. And as I walked by, there was a woman knelt in her kind of claimed space returning a phone call, and I watched as another participant walked up to her and slid a business card between two of her fingers as she held her phone. And the look on her face, I wish I could have captured it on my phone. I mean, it's still burnt into my head, but I would love to post it. But she just kind of turned with this puzzled look like, really? You know, she attempted to maintain composure while she completed her call. And, you know, and I just thought to myself, I wonder how long it's going to take her to throw away that card. You know, is she going to do it immediately once the call is completed? You know, I'm guessing it took her about as long as it took to locate the nearest trash can. Or maybe she thought, I am never doing business with them ever. Let me keep this one on file for no go. So, I mean, goal of networking cannot be to get your card randomly in the hands of as many people as possible. So while most people don't exhibit this kind of egregious behavior, many still act in a way that discourages people from participating in networking events. Because that's the thing. If you already kind of are uncomfortable with networking and then you go and experience things like that, it leaves an even worse taste. Or you start thinking that that's what you're supposed to do and you think, I'm really uncomfortable with that. So of course we don't like networking. It's just gotten a bad name. So I encourage my clients to connect rather than network in an effort to remove the negative connotation and also give it a name more aligned with really what you're truly up to when you're at those events. So networking makes me conjure up images of messy cables and loose connections. And so let's instead commit to connect. So here are the 5 C's that I share to create the appropriate goals and give you the right mindset to create those successful connections. So the first C is a couple. So you're just going with the goal of meeting a couple of good connections. So you're not trying to meet 500. You're not trying to get your hand ran, you know, card randomly in the hand of, you know, even 75 people. Really, just make the goal be to create a couple of really nice connections, true connections. So, okay, you're not firing around trying to talk to a million different people. Just a couple people. All right, the next C is curiosity. Go with an authentic curiosity to truly learn about another person. So as you walk up to that person and you start thinking, wow, this is cool. I'm enjoying the conversation. Take the pressure off of yourself. I mean, so often my clients say, I just don't know what to say. You know what? Don't say anything. Ask. So if you're authentically curious to learn more about this stranger that you've just met, it's going to be super easy. Just have a few questions that maybe you can start off with. And then from there, it'll lead to just a really natural conversation. So you can start with really easy things about, are you just getting off of work? Or do you have any summer plans? Or what are you doing for the holidays? How old are your kids? Where's your office? I mean, just some really basic things. Okay, so you're not trying to think of, I don't know what to say about myself. No, ask questions. Doesn't that take a lot of the pressure off? And when someone's talking about themselves, honestly, they end up thinking that you're the best conversationalist ever. So they're really going to enjoy the conversation. So just go with authentic curiosity and ask questions. The next thing is common interests. So as you're authentically curious and asking questions, you're going to pinpoint and look for, do I have some common interests with this person? They can be professionally related or personal related. So, you know, because really life's too short to spend tons of time with people that we don't have common interests in or, you know, that we don't get along with. And so find those common interests, and then that's the direction that the conversation will take. So your curiosity has generated questions that's ignited a great conversation. And from there, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, you went there for vacation? We were there just last year. Did you go to such and such a place? Wasn't that awesome? So now you've ignited a true connection, person to person, with areas where you share a common interest. Okay, and again, it might be personal, it might be business. Oh, I was at that conference too. Or, I struggle with that in my business as well. Okay, so common interests. Number four, so after you've met them, you're gonna still stay connected with them, but those first times that you connect with them, you're gonna contribute. So in what way can you be of service to them? So those key people, and again, it's not 150 people that you met at that event. It's just a couple, which is really a few. I mean, but a few didn't start with C. But so let's say you met 3 or 4 or 5 people. You know their industry. You know their interests. You know, maybe they were talking about going whitewater rafting. And then you see an article or this really cool picture about whitewater rafting. Contribute. Shoot them a quick email or a text and say, hey, I thought this might be of interest to you. Or maybe it's around their business. Maybe it's an article of an advertisement that you think would be aligned with what they're doing in their business, or a complimentary service that another business is offering, or maybe one of their competitors. You have an article or some information that might be of interest. So keep them in mind and start looking for things like, ooh, this sounds good. I'm going to shoot this to them. And so contribute, be helpful to them in some way by sending them something interesting or helpful, business or personal related. And then the last C is catch up. So keep a list of the people that you just want to periodically either shoot a quick email or have a phone call with. And then there's going to be other people where you're going to meet with for breakfast or a lunch, or, you know, do a quick happy hour after work, or catch a game, you know, depending on those common interests. So there's going to be the people that you just have periodic phone calls with, and then there's going to be the people that you actually spend time with. You know, I actually have a story. I got married a couple of years ago. One of my bridesmaids, one of the women who was in my wedding, I met through networking. And you know what? We connected. and we had a lot in common, and we've done a lot of business together. We have definitely referred clients back and forth, but we also really enjoy each other's company because from that initial conversation, we found common interests. We've continued to contribute to each other. And, you know, now obviously we know each other on a very personal level. And so you never know where these relationships might go. And so if instead, if you're invited to that next quote unquote networking event, instead of thinking, ugh, yuck, I have to go and meet all these people and spend all this time with people I don't like and talk to, you know, 800 different people, instead, tweak your expectations, tweak your goal, and change your mindset by saying, you know what? I get to go have the opportunity to really connect with a few people that I have something in common with, and that I might really foster a friendship with. And how fun is it if you're doing business all the time, you know, or having complementary skills or have great referral relationships with people that not only can help you out business-wise, but that you have a lot in common with and really genuinely enjoy spending time with. So those are my 5 keys to creating ideal connections. So just to recap quickly, a couple. So go with the goal of just, again, it's really a few, but talking to a couple people and having true conversations. Go with curiosity, authentic curiosity to really learn about another person. Find those common interests and then continue the conversation down that trail of where you have commonality. Contribute. Think of ways that you can send them informative, informational, helpful resources, phone numbers, put them in touch with people that can help them. How can you contribute? And then catch up. Whether they're a person that you call, email, or get together with, continue to catch up to continue to foster that relationship because you know what? We're humans and our relationships don't happen immediately. So no more networking with the end goal of walking out of there with a signed contract to do business. You're instead beginning to foster great connections. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to be with me. And as always, all the information I talked about will be in the show notes. Head over to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the episode to get all the show notes. As always, your support is appreciated. I am on a mission. Drama zaps energy and steals focus. So let's defeat it now. So share the information from this podcast. Tell other people about this podcast. That would be so appreciated. Shoot it out on your social media, email it, or have an old-fashioned conversation on the phone or face-to-face and let people know. Subscribe so that you know when that next episode's coming out. And if you haven't done a review, I would really appreciate it. So until next time, make it a great day.